I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. The Olympics are wrapping up this weekend. There have been so many amazing athletic performances and all the drama that goes along with them. But remember how before the Olympics, there was all this worry about whether Rio could really pull it off? Well, we're going to look back at those concerns and do a reality check with the world's Will Carlos in Rio. Will, let's count down the top five things that people were kind of frantic about before the games began.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's start with number five.
Okay, so number five, we're looking at the pollution, the polluted lagoon and the polluted bay. This was a big issue in the run-up to the games as people realized just how disgusting some of the water in Rio is. I think in the end, it did get quite a lot of attention throughout the games, probably not as much attention as it did beforehand, though. I was just reading a story that a Belgian sailor did get sick, but we didn't have, you know, sort of really, really lots of people getting sick and dropping down all over the place. So not as chaotic as it could have been.
Okay, number four.
So number four, one word, Zika. Zika, of course, was the huge issue. And I think it's fair to say that this largely blew over during the Olympics. There were very few mosquitoes, as it's fair to say officials had said in the run-up. There were a few articles that came out before the game saying, look, your chances of getting Zika during the games is very small. And of course, at the same time, you had Zika arriving in the US in places like Miami and San Diego. And so I think that sort of overshadowed the Zika crisis in Brazil.
All right. Well, number three on my list is the whole issue of performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, that was a big story throughout these Olympics. We saw a couple of athletes being kicked out because of dopings after testing positive. One of the big things that we saw as well was serious booing of athletes, particularly the swimmers who've been accused in the past of doping. Swimmers who've actually in the past served suspensions for doping were very loudly booed by the Brazilian crowd. We also saw a lot of kind of give and take between the athletes. So athletes kind of calling out Russian and Chinese swimmers for booing. It was a tough time. A lot of the Russian athletes, of course, didn't make it. And we had the huge announcement that Russia will be banned completely from the Paralympic Games as well.
Okay, Will, number two.
Number two, we're looking at crime and security. Now, obviously, this has dominated the headlines over the last couple of days with these swimmers. One of the ironies of that is while we've all been focused on Ryan Lochte and his pals, two other athletes have reported being robbed in Rio in the last 48 hours, a Brit and an Australian. Now, whether or not they were actually robbed or there's some other story, we're not sure. Overall, however, we didn't see any terrorist attacks, at least not yet. We haven't seen any you know, big major problems. There have been isolated cases of robberies, but no real violent crimes.
And last but not least, Will, number one. I know host country Brazil hoped to win some gold medals. How'd they do?
They did pretty well. I mean, this is a big country with a lot of people that probably, I think a lot of people think, should be winning more medals, but they got some key ones. They got the beach volleyball gold medal just now. That happened last night. That was, I guess, a big party on Copacabana Beach as a result of that. People really rallying behind the men's beach volleyball players. There was also the wonderful story of Rafaela Silva, a judoka from a very rough neighborhood of the City of God. She triumphed, got the gold medal. And that was a great story of someone just overcoming a lot of problems in her life. So while there hasn't been a whole load of medals, I think Brazil's won 15 medals in total. The medals it has won have been sort of important and great stories.
Well, I wanted to ask you another question just about how Brazilians feel about the Olympics. And is there a sense among Brazilians that the Rio Olympics went well?
Yeah, there really is. I mean, there's a sense of sort of a collective sigh of relief, I think, that things didn't go as badly as they could have done. I think there's been a lot of Brazilian pride. There's been some hassles. There's been some traffic issues. There have been these sort of annoying security issues, too, and all of this nonsense the last couple of days. But overall, I think people are just kind of making a big sigh of relief. And now, of course, Rio has to start footing the bill and paying off all of its debts for this and maintaining all the infrastructure it's put in. So a lot of people here sort of feel that now is actually when the work starts.
Will, it all comes to an end this weekend, but Brazil is all about having a good time. What's in store this weekend?
Yeah, so I think with that sigh of relief could be some blowing off of steam this weekend. I think it's going to be fun. Brazilians do know how to have a good time and get out onto the streets, and they're going to enjoy their last sort of bit of holiday before things get back to reality. I actually sat down with a good friend of mine, Boima Tucker. He's a DJ, originally from the States, but has lived in Brazil for a while. And he played me some of the interesting music that he's been listening to and hopes to be hearing in the clubs, including this song, which is called Desi, which is featuring Oz by a DJ known as Atocha.
Oh, menina linda, oh, não se esqueça de pegar. cabeça. Ó, menina linda, favor, não se esqueça. De pega na cintura, de pega na cabeça. Desce sem vergonha, desce sem vergonha.
So this is what Boima said is really the Brazilian music of today, kind of melding popular Brazilian styles with some kind of harder electronic sounds. So it's combined with some of the old stuff like afoxa. But while we were chatting, he told me just how this music enters the Brazilian consciousness, the Brazilian kind of popular culture.
You play that in a popular club in Brazil, people are going to react to it because it reflects what's popular, but it's new. And I think really the genius in music is the community. And I think that's what the gift of DJ culture is to the world, is that DJs and electronic music is about creating community.
One of the things I found really interesting, though, is this idea that every year there is this kind of proving ground for kind of the next big thing, or the thing of the moment in Brazilian popular music culture, which is it out there in the blocos, in the carnival? Right. Like, I found that really interesting.
Are people singing it on the streets when they're taking the bus into town to go to the party? That's how I know what the hits are every year. I just literally ride the bus, take an hour and a half bus ride, go into town, and what are the drunk kids singing on the bus? And that's what you know what the hit is of the year. In Brazil, it's like, yeah, carnival is the make or break ground. And that's the place where really the people determine what becomes popular.
Ó, menina linda, favor não se esqueça de pegar na cintura.
Boima there talking to our own Will Carlos in Rio. Will, it's been so much fun talking to you throughout these Olympics. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's been really fun to be here during this time.
Desce sem vergonha, 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 desce sem vergonha.
The latest music from Brazil. And that does it for us this week. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Carol Hills. Have a great weekend.
Esse bom,